What does it take to make someone happy? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. What does it take to make some people happy? Well, for a child, having a lovely dog to cuddle and snuggle makes them very happy. For an adult, having a nice wife or husband to cuddle and snuggle, that makes them very happy. For young people, having friends around to talk with and share with and be with, that makes them very happy, you know. But what makes Mattia happy? When he goes to bed. When Mattia goes to bed, and he can close the door and pull the drapes and shut his grandmother out, when he can go to bed, then he does what is very common to him. He creates his magic kingdom. And his magic kingdom is made up of pillows and covers and happy thoughts. And so he's got this beautiful bed surrounded by pillows like a sultan might have in his beautiful harem. And as he has this wonderful bed made up with all these pillows and all these covers, he does the next thing that is very important. And that's the thing that most of us forget. He sits back there and says, "This is where I belong." And he just feels wonderful, feels grand, feels good, and he is. Now, what does it take to make some people be happy, make some people feel wonderful? Well, when they like themselves. Now, do you think that Ellen likes herself?
Yeah.
Do you think that Ellen likes herself? Ellen does.
Yes.
Mattia says, yes. But does Ellen have a pile of cushions on her bed? Does Ellen press the electric button on her bed to make it go up and down and so it gives her all sorts of latitudes?
Yes.
Does Ellen, what is the thing that Ellen does that makes her going to bed a very special time? What Ellen says is, "I like me, I am surrounded by the pure white light of love, and I am peace." And when she says these things, she puts a cause in motion which makes her completely forget where she is. She drops off into her dreams, and she has no idea whether she's surrounded by 100 pillows or 100 beautiful, handsome men or 100 dogs or cats or whatever, or even fish. But she's just so content because she is in her world. Now, if we could invade Ellen's mind and go into her world, what would we find there? What would we find in the mind of a person who can speak her word and say, "I am peace," and be peace? What would we find there?
Peace.
Would we find there that she was in her personal paradise? Mm-hmm. And is it a paradise that is indescribable? One that she cannot tell anybody about because there are no words to tell what it is. It's feeling. It's emotion. It's sensitivity. It's oneness. It's, who else was there? Do you remember who else was there? Remember who else was there? Begins with a boo, bee? Buddha. The Buddha in bliss. Remember? What did the Buddha experience when he went into bliss? Well, he experienced an absolute oneness with all the universe. He experienced a oneness with himself, a oneness with all things, and he was in bliss. He was in peace. He didn't want anything. He didn't need anything. He was just there. And so when he came out of his blissful experience, he said, hey, I'm going to hang around for a while. I got a new attitude about life. I got a new way of looking at things. And what's the first word he said to his friends?
Let's party.
Let's party! I mean, this is something they don't play up about the Buddha all the time, but that's what he said. He says, let's eat, drink, and be merry. I've been fasting long enough. And so his associates, the fellows who were with him, who were naked mendicant monks going around begging, they said, but we can't do that. We're supposed to be flagellating our bodies, and we're supposed to be denying our bodies. We're not supposed to be feeding our bodies, making ourselves happy. And he says, bye, boys. You're my yesterday. Today, I am bliss. I experienced bliss. You guys didn't experience bliss, but I did. You could have experienced bliss and come along with us, me, but you didn't. You just sat back there and you felt sorry for yourself. And I went into this state of bliss and I felt wonderful. I felt in paradise. I felt that I had touched the ultimate of the ultimate, and it's great. Now, this is what he does every time he goes to sleep. He enters into bliss. He enters into this paradise. He enters in because he's been trained by his grandmother. He's been trained by his grandmother. And I think his mother had a few things in there too. And then by Sylvia. Because he looks at Sylvia and he sees this walking, blissful woman and he says, I like that. That's the way I want to be. Totally untouched by the world, totally harmonious with everything, just absolutely peace. And he said, when I make my harem suite up for the evening, sans girls, I lay there in my bed with all my beautiful pillows and all my beautiful thoughts, and then I say goodnight. Good night, world. And I'm off into my bliss dreamland. Now, isn't that a way to go? Isn't that a way that we could all go? You know, we read about searching for truth, searching for love, searching for this, you know, on the journey of the spiritual path and on the journey of the inner full path and the outer full path of the Patanjali and of the Buddha and of the Hindus and Jesus the Christ suffering on the cross for our sins and all that sort of nonsense. Well, Jesus said, I didn't do that. He said, I didn't do that. Not once did Jesus say he felt any pain. He said, hey, I'm putting on a show here. This is something so you'll remember and remember my program. But I personally think he could have done a little differently, but that's his business. Now, how are you doing it? I like the way the Buddha did it. He came out of his bliss and he said, I want to pass this around. I want to share this bliss with everybody. And, of course, the Brahmin faith was so taken by what he was doing because he was wrestling in all their crowd. And they said, the Buddha is one of us. If you can't join him, you know, make him become one of you. And so that's how that all works out. Are you happy?
Yep.
Are you content?
Yes.
Are you fulfilled? You are, if you knew what the word meant. You're fulfilled, content, and happy. You are revealing the divine within you, because every time you take your nap, every time you lay your head down to sleep, you say, I enter into bliss. I enter into peace. I enter into oneness as God in all things, and I am the happiest, happiest being in the universe. Join me in that happy beingness as we take our 20-minute nap and find this bliss and dwell in this bliss and arise from this bliss filled with fire and enthusiasm, spit and vinegar, ready for a wonderful afternoon. You with me?
Yes!
I love you!
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 I love you.